Yo, what's up, guys? This is Dion Brown, and you are listening to Man vs. Brand. The episode today is called Try Again Today. And I want to talk to you guys about my own recent experiences as it relates to trying again and how that might impart on you some understanding around your own experience. Because that's what this is about, right? It's about us coming together and defining what our human experience looks like. It's about us discussing our journeys and understanding that this thing is collective, that there is not one experience that is truly unique to us, but that we may interpret and have the perspective of it being that way. So what an amazing life it is to realize that you are not solitary. You're not solitary in your wins. You're not solitary in your depression. You're not solitary in your work ethic, that others are your contemporaries, have come before you, and will be there in the future with some level of understanding about what you're going through right now. So let's talk about it. What does it mean to try again today? I haven't done a solo live in a very long time, so I'm excited for this. I hope you guys are excited for it too. And we're going to start this episode in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
One of the greatest philosophers of our time once said that when it's up, then it's stuck. Find out how to make your next big idea stick with Dion Brown and his podcast. With 20 years of experience in growing and managing businesses and brands at the highest level, Dion is having the conversations that you are looking for. Welcome and have a great time.
This episode is called Try Again Today. And what try again today means for me is that we all have the capacity to focus on the now and not necessarily the future. Okay, so you're like, well, Dion, focusing on the future is what I've been taught. I've been taught to look toward tomorrow for solutions for what I'm going through today. And what I'm saying is that sometimes you have to function under the auspice that tomorrow may not happen, that the projects, businesses, conversations, resolutions that you need to have may not happen for you tomorrow. And therefore, you have to try again today. Now, I understand that from a time perspective, today seems fraught with its own worries, its own concerns, its own successes, its own losses. I get it. Today may not fit into your path of reconciliation, your path of advancement, your path of success. But what I also want you to know is that tomorrow may not necessarily come. So what have you not done today that you're putting off for tomorrow, that you could accomplish today if you only tried a little more? For some, that may be conversations that are left to be had. For others, it is the completion of assignments that they need to do. Others may find it to be time spent with loved ones that they think that they have in some distant or immediate future. What I'm telling you is that by my own experience today, that may not be the case. Now, I'm a living testament, man. I have made it through whatever I have gone through. And I'll let you know, 2.5 years ago, I got COVID. It was pretty bad. I had 7 instances of COVID since then. All of them being as deadly as the first. And I went to work. I did my due diligence. I was a leader. I was a friend. I was a chosen brother. I was a great team member. But I also understood some sense of my own mortality each time that test came back positive. I also was burnt in my face by my dermatologist, went through a really, really tumultuous breakup, at least for me emotionally. I was bitten by a recluse spider, went through all of the symptoms of going through a deadly spider bite. And then I just went through life, right? Which life is hard. Black Lives Matter happened. The pandemic happened. School shootings happened. Mass shootings happened. The reality is that today I'm having a conversation about women's bodies. And I don't even know if I'm fit to have that conversation, but I know that I want to impart some level of understanding to those who might not have it. All of these things, to a varying degree, necessitate some level of emotional, physical, mental, spiritual energy. And it's not the energy that I have tomorrow. It's quite literally the energy that I have today. And I'm not an outlier. I'm not the person who just has it for everyone at every moment. Every day I wake up and I take some audit of my own life, the things that I have done, the things that I have not done, the things that I regret not doing, the things that I'm hopeful for. And I still roll out of bed, whether it's on time, a little bit later, a little too close to the first time that I have a meeting for my own good. And I think to myself, wow, I'm just happy to be alive. See, it's easy to be happy to be alive when a pandemic is happening, when death is all around you, when you literally have the presence of those who are no longer with us staring you in the face. It's a little harder to also contemplate that reality when everyone that you know is okay. It's harder to be your best self when you recognize that everyone around you is also striving to do the same. Because not only do you have to be your best self, you have to celebrate everyone else's best self. You have to be there for everyone else's worst self. You have to strive to push yourself forward and also your network. And that's a bit tough. I'm not going to lie. It's really tough. And I also see a space where you deserve, listener, audience, person, the space to say, man, I need to cut out some time for myself today. Not tomorrow, not next Tuesday, today. See, I'm having this conversation with you right now on the cusp of Independence Weekend, July 4th. Where folks will shoot fireworks and celebrate the fact that we as Americans are free. And as a brown person, I have my own interpretations and understandings of freedom. And I'm not going to have that conversation with you right now, because that's going to be a different conversation for a different time. But what I will say is that in some moments, freedom and the celebration of freedom is about making an individual choice to stand up for oneself. That it's about being selfish about your needs and your wants and your priorities. That no one can inform you about why you should do the things you're doing today. You have to decide that for yourself. And I get it. We all have obligations. We have hats to wear. We are employees. We are employers. We are brothers, sisters, moms, dads, cousins, brothers, all of it. But at the end of the day, we will judge ourselves by what we have done. We will find value by self-evaluation. And it's nice to be affirmed by others. It's nice that we have showed up for everyone else in their time of need, in their time of want, in their time of celebration. But what about you? What about the moment where you need to celebrate yourself? Where your win isn't quite there, but you know that you're on the way. Take your time today to do all of it. To do all of the self-discovery, the self-affirming, the self-celebration, the self-work that is necessary for you to be closer to your most complete self. I found it hard at some points to go through the things that I went through and to go through them as an individual, right? Because as a leader, as a friend, as a brother, as a grandson, as a son, as a nephew, I prided myself in the fact that I had an entire network that I had the capacity to show up for. And while that's amazing and it's noble and it's self-sacrificing, the reality is that at some point I had to figure out how to be there for myself. How to decide that today would be, in fact, my day. That in the to-do list that I had that was left unchecked, left undone, I would find the space to try again. Not tomorrow, not next Tuesday, but today. So in this very short live that I'm producing for you guys, this solo endeavor of conversation that I've done for a few episodes during this podcast, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to find time to try again today. When I was younger, I remember hearing about the midnight hour. This idea of some awakening that would happen when you were alone in the dark and all you had was yourself and some sense of the Creator. And man, that's an amazing time. See, starting at 6 a.m., people will flood you with their priorities, with their needs, with their wants. Sometimes you have to curate your time, not based on the time of others, but the time of yourself. Maybe that happens at 7 p.m. Maybe it happens at 12 a.m. Maybe that happens at 4 a.m. There's a whole book called The Miracle Morning that's based on this very idea that you have to create time for yourself, for your goals, for your nourishment, for your education. Because no one else will prioritize what you need higher than you. And yes, I agree that there are giving partners, there are giving parents, there are giving children that will allow you to allot yourself some semblance of freedom. But if you're not self-advocating, if you're not asking for that, if you're not demanding that of them through some level of social contract about your needs, your wants, your priorities, as it relates to their needs, their wants, their priorities, then I question how well you're showing up in your life for yourself. Because I know what it is to not show up in my own life for my own self. Because my value is placed in showing up in my life for others. So listen, if you're listening to this on July 3rd, July 2nd, June 24th of 2023, I want to challenge you to really focus on you, to spend time to dig deep into yourself today to figure out what's important for you. To take off the mini hats that you dress yourself in, the robes that you put on in order for you to engage in the world and decide to engage in yourself. Because those are the times where you'll find what's really important. It's the book you've yet to write. It's the job you've yet to create. It's the journey you haven't undertaken. And man, oh man, what a beautiful life you will have when you decide to try again today. Not tomorrow, not next Tuesday, but today. Anyway, this is a very, very short episode of my podcast. I typically run when I do these solos for about 45 minutes. But I think in the fact that we are producing this during a holiday weekend, that I be as short and concise with your time as I do with my own. Find yourself today in a space to create the life that you want tomorrow. Don't wait for tomorrow to come. We don't know what tomorrow looks like. We do know what it looks like today. So take some time, take an hour of your life, take an hour of your day to sketch out that painting, to work through that idea, to label that candle in that business that you said you wanted to create, to call that person that you know you should be speaking to more frequently. Try again today. And what you'll find is that you'll adopt a habit of being present not only for others, but for yourself. And that is something that you can teach your network. That is something that you can impart in your children. That is something you could take to work with you every day. There are folks that say that they can't leave their job without having their email on zero. And why I think that that is noble and self-sacrificing, what I'll say is that I want to make sure that I'm there for the messages that I need to see and that I respond to them in a timely manner that allows for me to be as effective as possible. And not only do I want to have that in my work life, I want to have that in my family life, I want to have that in my personal life, I want to have that in my entrepreneurial endeavors. I want to try again today. And if today doesn't work, I'm going to try again tomorrow. Because tomorrow will in fact be the same day. Right? Like tomorrow will become today, the next day will become today. Right? Until we hit the things that we're supposed to hit, until we get to the goals that we've set for ourselves, when we have the conversations that we say we want to have, that's when you've reached the idea of today. And boy, oh boy, what an amazing day it will be for you. Well, anyway, that's me. That's my talk for today. Happy Independence Day. I hope that you try again today, that you shoot to do it, if not today, tomorrow. But not because tomorrow is some future for you, but tomorrow is a repeat of the things that you said you wanted to do in this very moment. That it's a carryover of your to-do list. That the intent was to do it right now, but because right now didn't happen for you, it's moving to your next right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Independence Day. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Be well. Bye.
If this talk just resonated with you or could help someone you know, follow Dion or his guest on all social media platforms. Till next time. And remember, with any business or brand, give it your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. See you all soon.